Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to part two of Hardcore Listing with Chris and Stu. Stu's mate Justin and our boy Charles from Love Beer. If you're back, if you've come back to part two...
You need to have a fucking discussion
with
yourself.
Because
I've just listened to part one. It's a fucking disgrace. That poor fucker Charles is trying to fucking hold it together, talking about his lovely beers that he'd searched long and hard for, and he's bought them here. We've just abused that beer. We've not drunk responsibly. We've acted like a right pair of wallies, Chris.
Pair of melons, and yeah. It wasn't Charles's fault.
And that Justin, he's a tit.
Oh, but he's a fun tit, isn't he?
He's a tit.
You just want to get your face right between him.
Enjoy part two of Hardcore Listing with Chris and Stu and Tit and Charles, Smoky Wood Boy. It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
It's weird, isn't it? How do you kill someone? How do you kill someone these days?
Don't think about it. Just get stuck straight in, mate. We're recording, and I would love to hear the first word that pops into your head from everyone around this table. Stuart.
Clipbox.
Sorry?
Clipbox.
Oh. Justin.
Charcoal. Berries.
Garnish.
There we go.
There you
Clipbox,
go.
Charcoal.
Berries, garnish.
So a hot new band coming to you.
Yeah. It sounds like a cocktail.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Right.
Well, should we try and get through a top five?
Right, okay.
Some more beer.
We haven't actually done a top five.
Top five dream jobs.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what we should point out is if for some reason you're weird and you've just downloaded part two before listening to part one, well, I'm going to speak on behalf of myself here. I'm quite fucked.
Yeah, I'm fucked up.
I'm all right, actually. I've got to say, there's room for more.
You know when you're fucked up and you don't know you're fucked up?
Oh, right, that's me, yeah?
That's you.
All right, yeah. I put some eye drops in, so that... Murine Red Eye. If you can get them anywhere, you can't get them on Amazon.
I need to take that shit pint off of you.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to start downing, like,
we'll call that the Trevor
four
McDonald's.
Or five different... IPAs.
Charles, how are you feeling, mate?
I'm all right. I turned up an hour after you guys, so I'm an hour behind you. Right. You've been drinking the pints I dropped off a few months ago.
Hell yeah. Right, top five dream jobs. Who wants to start with that? Because when I saw this...
I wish I'd have had some warning about
I've got one. A beer tester.
Yeah. Do you know what I thought of? I thought you had the ideal job. I think you're quite happy with what you do, Charles.
I am, yeah, I am now, yeah. It's a lot of work, mate. I'm doing a lot of hours at the moment, and it's really difficult, but it is quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'm tasting a lot of beer and working long hours while doing it.
Is there
a great combination?
So you're a gynecologist, yeah?
Yeah.
What is there a job for looking at people's arseholes? What's it called?
Proctologist.
That's what I want to be.
Hyneologist.
Well, I'm only allowed to do it on Google. I'm a virtual doctor. Well, do you know what? I'd like to look at people's arseholes all day
Do you inspect your own arsehole while you're looking at arseholes? Is that part
it's,
of it?
You know what? It's you need a lot. You need two or three mirrors at least, and a lot of patience. That's it.
As in time, or as in like.
I don't know what is the perfect job though. You just want to be happy, don't you? And a load, shitloads of money, and get laid.
Yep, bingo.
I think you've just got to be in Motley Crue, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Jesus. You've got to be in a rock band, didn't you? That's it. That's the bottom line there.
God, that is the dream. Well, I think it sounds like a dream. It probably goes a bit fucking tits up.
We met, we met both being in bands, yeah?
Yep.
Did you ever score with girls because you were in a band?
I was never in a band to be to get laid. I was more in a band to just make myself and my friends laugh. I was more in a band to show off, exactly like your band.
Yeah.
I mean, on reflection, I wish I had got laid, but I didn't.
Yeah. Justin, you was in. Sorry, this has given me flashbacks. You were in the two. Was it the two Daves?
Yeah, I was in the.
And then one of my mates ended up cracking one of you guys after a night. One of my mates, he was like a bassist. They were in a band. They took themselves real seriously. Not.
No. We had
in that band.
No, not a kid. Now, the band that we had a bit of a row with was called something like. If you know this guy, Crack I'm gonna Puppet. Fucking kill this cunt.
Crack Puppet was it?
Yeah, do you know him?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, that guy's dead. I've been searching. Do you know him? Seriously?
Yeah, I do know him. Yeah. Because I saw that gig.
You better tell that guy I'm fucking still angry. And I don't care how fucking
old. Justin, I saw that gig. And
oh, you were there. You was there supporting. You was not there supporting.
You don't know that this was going. Do you not know he's seen that? We spoke about it. I'm sure we did.
Hang on. You was not there supporting Crack Puppet while the Drito earlier on.
He was the one over the corner going, yeah.
Get him. No. This is how it went down.
I'm fucking raging.
I went there to see me mate's band.
This beer tastes like a creosote.
What?
Taste it. That's
the one you liked.
Oh,
that's the smoky one at the top.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I went to see my mate's band.
Yeah.
And you guys were on first.
You was there then.
I couldn't stop fucking laughing. I think even Pip was there. I think Pip had fucking drove me there. I was pissing my pants, and our friends didn't like the fact that we were enjoying what was a band that was comical.
Yeah.
Because they were spending so much time on their music, man, because they were young. They really gave a fuck about it. And me and Dave were pissing our pants, really was.
Yeah, we was quite funny at the time.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Monkey, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey, man.
Monkey, man.
Dude, honestly, he killed me. And I remember Jim going, oh, no, something, someone's kicked over a speaker or something.
Fuck, I knew he actually was there.
Of course it was. I'm not making this shit up. And then there was a scuffle.
The guy from Crack Puppet, if he's listening, let's have it out right now because I don't That's like
brilliant.
This guy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Is McGregor? Harry's right? Is he all right? Is he pretty big?
I've not really seen him for 5 years, but I'm sure.
Is
he's
pretty
fine.
Big? Can I have him?
Am I going to win? Do you think I'll be right? Which one? Because there's two brothers and I took them both on, right? So
I think Dave would eat you alive, put it that way.
About the smaller one?
No, he's a bigger one.
Oh, shit. Anyway, I like those guys. And they were... No. We was up my ear. We was fucking around and they was very serious. And what happened was, he came up and said, you kicked out... And no, he said, you're fucking shit. And I said... We're meant to be. What's your excuse, right? That's what we said, right? Obviously, I was hilarious. It wasn't that funny because about five of them kicked the shit out of us afterwards, right? No, I can't remember. Anyway, but yeah, it was a bit of a laugh.
Had the best comedy moment ever where Jim's head come through the curtain.
I know. Is that your film? That's what's brilliant. Jim pulls it back. I was like, we need some help here. And we were so animated, it didn't matter, do you know what I mean? But it was a lot.
His head come through the curtains.
You've not seen the video of it?
And then a hand comes out and grabs his head and pulls it back through and beats him up again.
Well, Jim, this geezer's like fucking kicking the shit out of me. And then Jim just like, you can see Jim get really angry, just pulls his moustache off like, I've had enough now. Puts his lager down and like. Comes over. But no, yeah, fucking the fucking Rito out there. I'm real, man.
I need to write that one down as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my mates beat you up. I think you were better on the night. You were
I mean, I think we had more people than they did. We had about 17.
And you still lost.
Right, this beer is called Word. And it's by the Electric Bear Brewing Company. And it's an American pale ale. And I've got to be honest... I'm giving that a 5.
Ooh, it was nice.
Holy fucking shit.
My favourite so far.
Calm down. What one's this one? Let me try that again. Have we tried that one?
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
It's a five. I mean, the can is a five.
What are you saying, Chaz?
Are we giving it our own name? If we had a choice, we're giving it our own name.
Yeah. I'm calling it Ilges.
Well, that's good. Lemon Sasquatch.
Don't drink it all.
What?
Charles, give it another glass.
What are you calling it?
I can't.
Lemon Sasquatch. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got big flavours.
Yeah, I like that. I still go 3.5. It's got a funny malt taste, I don't like.
There's just...
Can I have some of that mix up one? That's really nice.
What are you calling it?
There's nothing in that. I called it Ilges. There's nothing there for me.
Okay, so what are you scoring that?
Save it for the end.
Because it's nice, but it's not lively enough. Five! Stu.
Yeah, that's my favourite so far.
Oh, mate. Mm. Good on you.
Put that on the mantelpiece.
It's nice there. It's got nice and colours. Loads of colours. I like it.
The can is the shit word. I was really looking forward to that.
Right. Top five girl groups.
Oh, that's nice. That's cheeky.
So we can all get involved here.
I know.
Is it based on talent or...
Rubability.
However you decide to give the five, Justin, is up to you. And I know where it's at with this one.
What are you saying?
All Saints.
Oh.
I actually met one of the sisters out of them.
I met them both.
Whatever.
Okay.
Sorry, that sounded really cuntish, didn't it?
No. It was. I can't remember.
I watched an old Top of the Pops the other night, and they were doing their version of Lady Marmalade. Mm. Fucking rubbish.
Yeah.
Really shit. Like, they were, for some reason, like, they kind of got a little bit of credibility, and they were fucking...
No, that was awful.
They were
terrible musicians.
Melanie Blatt.
Mm-hmm.
What a... F- mm-hmm. Oh, she mm-hmm. was lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was beans. Was it who ended up marrying her? Jamie Redknapp?
Stuart Zender from Jamiroquai. Oh,
no. Okay. I always wanted to... Who was that one who was from Australia?
Have your smoky beer...
Craig McLaughlin.
No, not him. The other one.
Jason Donovan.
His twin brother. Oh, what's her name?
Natalie Imbruglia.
No, not Natalie Imbruglia. I got fucking annoyed with her. She wasn't indie. She just made out she was. Who's the other one?
Kylie Minogue?
No, Kiss. She done a song, Kiss.
Oh, like Holly Valance.
Holly Valance.
But she only did like one or two songs, didn't she?
Can you imagine what that was like?
What do you mean what that was like? What's that? What do you mean by that?
Oh, no. The listeners don't know, but...
That was a little silky surprise, my friend. You got done it. You know what I'm saying?
Not really. Okay, so
I do, mate.
Not that she was in a girl group, but you was just wanted to just express your love for her vagina.
It was she used expensive conditioner. Timotei. Was Timotei expensive?
Oh no.
They must have done some sort of plush version.
Oh yeah. Gosh.
Girl group. So are we judging it on sex
appeal? I can't even think of a good girl group. Who can think of a good girl group?
I can.
Fuck the Sugar Babes.
No. Yeah, but you're going to go back to like the Supremes and like old school.
Oh yeah, like Motown, yeah.
Then there's loads.
Well, I'll say a few.
Go on then.
I'll start with the Ronettes.
Right.
They're all blokes, aren't they?
Yep. There was Ronnie, and Ron.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronettes, yeah, amazing. And Ronnie Spector was beautiful and had the best fucking voice ever. And they wrote Be My Baby, which is the best record ever made.
You do love that song.
And I would also say...
That is starting to feature in every episode.
Creosote.
That lager.
Yeah, Creosote. Taste that.
I know what it is. It's in the barrel over there.
Yeah, but taste it. And have you ever painted a fence and you couldn't afford to get, like, saddling?
So you had a sip.
It's creosote, yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's creosote, mate. It's creosote. They put it in a barrel that's been weatherproof on the inside.
Salt and Pepper.
Oh, I guess that is a girl group. They wrote one of the songs that everyone knows the words to, Push It.
Yeah. Mm. And I will say that I think Girls Aloud have got some really good songs.
Yeah. They have, actually.
Are we going to forget? Are we not going to mention Spice Girls here? Because
I think they're shit.
You're playing with a cock while you're talking to us, Chris.
I don't think the Spice Girls ever had a good song.
Did they?
Mama, I Love You?
No, it's not a good song.
I was just...
Do you?
Oh, right, sorry. I didn't realise there was a mic. Sorry.
Do you? No, do you ever didn't. Hear You're any right, Spice Girls songs now?
No, because
you still
no,
occasionally
no.
hear like a Justin Timberlake. No, or something
they're
like
not
that,
any good. Good point, yeah. Charles, and good point, yeah. Stuart. Yeah,
they've never
not.
Made.
I've never drawn that dot they've before.
Never,
at all,
you've never, you've never bled a tear.
No,
they always get called for good for girl power. But what do you mean, girl? What does girl power mean?
It just means you want.
I mean, what? You've not lost.
That was probably a pop band riding a cultural change anyway. And
yeah,
they just,
completely
exactly,
that. Completely
exactly,
that.
Marketability.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. I think
I don't know what girl power is. I'm going to be a cunt to you until you give in.
Right.
That's the album.
That was their first one. It's not very well known.
No, it is. You should check it out. It's a studio album.
I don't think when people go in 10 years time look back and go great songwriters and great songs from certain eras that anything that Spice Girls ever made would ever feature.
Their film was good though.
However,
is there any pop music from the 90s noughties that would fit into that category at all?
I hate what,
as credible.
Oh!
Credible actual music like Kanye West. Possibly, in terms of pushing an art form, I don't think he's good. My friends do a lot, but like
you've really opened up a can of worms there, my friend.
Right. Yeah. So, oh, I know.
We've totally forgotten.
Well,
let's start.
Hang on.
Bewitched.
So let's
hey, girl, sitting in a tree.
So last night, I don't know if any of you watched the George Michael documentary.
No,
my girlfriend told me to. She said I'd regret it if I didn't.
It was incredible.
And then we were texting about George Michael songs, and I thought, fucking hell, I hate it when she writes that quickly.
It was absolutely incredible.
He's the gay one out of Wham, isn't he?
Shall we not? We've
yes.
gone.
Yeah.
Are we done with girl bands?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Have we answered any top five yet? Because nobody. Okay. What is the sexiest girl band you just go to fucking work on? If you had, you know, what you where are you going?
Bananarama.
That's a good shout, mate.
Thanks, man.
That's all right. I love you.
There are some other good ones.
Where?
TLC.
What? Don't go chasing waterfalls, man.
Destiny's Child.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay, the Bangles.
Oh, good shout!
I said one band, but I really meant the Supremes.
Brilliant.
And
please
I'm reading the I'm
please
reading
tell
these
me you
all
wrote
off
down the Temptations.
The fucking laptop.
if you went out with the Bangles, you know they'd be more hardcore than you. That's what I like.
No, you can call me out on it.
all he's done for that list is type in best girl bands. Google.
Susanna Hoffs from
and,
the Bangles.
And read off the ones that you recognise.
Because we had a slump.
She'd be hard to satisfy though, Susan.
Susanna Hoff, you could not satisfy her.
100%
Prince has made love to her. I've never made love in my life.
Yeah, but Prince was... She didn't even know he was there.
Apart from Prince, who do you know that's ever made love? Ever?
Richard Gere. I'm doing it. Do you know anyone else has made love? Richard Gere.
Michael Douglas fucked.
Alan Sugar? Oh, Dreddy, he's a fucker.
Alan Sugar's never had sex, I don't think.
Do you not think?
No.
Oh, no. I bet he's into, like, some proper grey shit.
Oh, mate. I bet Alan Sugar's never got a hard in his life. After Amstrad, he never
have
got
you ever
a
made, have you ever made love?
Once.
Bollocks.
Do you know what? I cannot think of anyone I know, famous or non-famous, has ever made love.
Okay.
Ever, right? Ever. That's it. I can't think of anyone.
Have you never had sex and then you've been like this feels like love and it feels different?
No.
No.
I've had it once. What in one intimate
Can you
occasion?
Please put that fake cock down.
Charles, have you ever made love?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know what the fuck you lot are on about. Yeah, of course.
Good on you, Charles.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
One of the guys
you know, February. Festival season's along, you know. Like.
How are we breaking this down? I want to drill into this.
I bet you do. Is that what you say to Carol?
Like, because
that's why you never make love.
No, because...
Wait, Carol, what are you doing tonight? I really want to drill into this. And you're pointing at a fucking gerbil.
I sat out with the best of intentions. Mm-hmm. I just think...
You can sit there all night...
Yep.
Looking at the stars, having a beer, thinking life is shit, and you think, there's no one you can think of that's made love to a woman that you know, because I can't think of one single person, not
because
one.
I know that everyone I know, famous or not, puts on a little bit of music, has some candles, has some nice food, he's really in love with a girlfriend. And they really like it.
I love you and my wife.
They'll tell each other that they love them. And then they have a cuddle and they have a kiss and it's beautiful and it's lovely. And they slowly take each other's clothes off and it's a really loving matter. And then they might play with boobies and stuff like that and it's all really lovely.
Mm.
Then, just the end of it goes in. I'm having it off!
Yeah.
I'm having it off! I'm fucking having it off!
And
that's it. Game over.
Okay.
Game changing at that point. You just think, oh, I'm having it off.
I got it.
It's in it. It's in it.
It's in now.
Exactly. And like, as much as you want to go, let me lick you up and down. Your knob's going, hey, I'm in now.
There's no chance. I cannot think of a single person that's made love.
No.
I couldn't.
But what, all right, what do you mean by, because I think you mean like some 80s porno version of make love where it's like a proper sensual. Making love is like fucking the shit out of each other and just going for it.
Why did you look into my eyes when you said that?
Because I feel like you needed to feel it.
If we're going on that, I think I've been there.
Yeah.
Turn the lights off.
But I mean, it's like the proper, like, just the passion. Like, that's what making love is. Yeah. It ain't this fucking.
Yeah, speed isn't passion, though. You understand that, yeah?
Yeah. No, it doesn't mean to.
Whoa,
those
petals on the
set.
Just because you've knocked her out and made love to her doesn't mean you're as passionate. You're not going to get away with that in court.
Speed's cool, yeah?
Yeah, oh, speed right. is always cool.
Mate, I make a lot of love.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I can't think of one person. Richard Gere, because he's a Buddhist. Is he a Buddhist?
He's Zen.
What does Sting. That mean? Sting, oh, you dirty cunt. Sting all day long. Sting will fuck you and your wife.
Yeah.
He'll fuck your dad.
He will fuck anyone, right?
He's fucked your
dad. That's it. Sting, I'll fuck anyone, the album. Right? Acoustic.
Playing on a loop.
It's so true though. He will fuck anyone. And they will not wake up and be offended. They will wake up and they will go, oh yeah, right.
Yeah, but that's because he does that tantric shit. Like exactly. If Sting fucks you, even if he rapes
my
you,
wife,
he's raping
right,
you
my
slowly.
Wife, actually, before we got together, she actually went out with a guy and she said he was right into his tantric sex. And I just thought, you can't.
Yeah,
no, not my wife. Like this guy, I thought, you've either got like.
Oh, you can't. You're better at making love.
Yeah,
than me.
Yeah. You've done a job better than me without actually being in the same
room. You've probably got a better body than me.
Of course. Yeah. You look after yourself. Yeah, right. You're pretty cool.
You've got better hair than me.
Yeah, I was in a band.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's so there.
Yeah.
You just trade on that.
Yeah.
Wow. Who's still with us?
Yeah.
No, but anyway, so Richard Gere, Sting. Anyone else? I can't think of top five.
Yeah, but they.
Who was the bloke that.
If I was going to get spit roasted by two dudes, it'd be.
Oh, that's a good one.
Gere and Sting. Can you imagine that?
I've got someone that I think makes love. Richard Blackwood.
That's a good one. Right, so you're going to get spit roast. Top five spit roast. I'm going, right?
Russell Brand and Noel Fielden. I reckon that would just be
too much
hair,
too much
hair.
Too much cocaine, mate.
You know I think in points, Noel would go a bit too left field and Russell was the experienced lovemaker.
I want meat and potatoes. Ian Bill, Pete Bill.
So, who do you want behind? Who do you want in front?
What of me? If I'm getting spit roasted.
By Russell. No,
I've got the Mitchell brothers all day long.
Noel Fielden, who's taking the pole position.
Russell in the mouth, Noel in the butt. Right, different.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Where are we with beer? What have we just drunk?
We've got Buried Alive. Which
it
just
was
been...
very berry, by the way.
Mate, where's it gone?
Is
there it is.
Shit, I've had loads of that.
I don't think
that
Justin's
amazing.
Had any of that.
It's quite fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Justin?
What?
You alright, mate?
Yeah. Are we finished talking about the Mitchell brothers?
I think so. This ain't on the list either.
No, it's not. No.
Top five spit roast.
That's not. Definitely.
Eventually, we will get to some that are on the list.
No, we've not finished top five dream jobs yet.
Oh yeah,
that was we've been
that was
very, we've been recording for half hour.
Oh, this is like what's not the opposite? What's Chew It's? What are the other ones?
Starburst.
No. The other ones.
Do it.
Chew It's.
Is it Chew It's?
Fruitellers.
Yeah, it's like a fruit. It's like a Fruitella Madness.
Mm.
Okay. Fruitella Madness. Right. What are you scoring that, Just?
What do you think I'd score it?
I think you only give that a 3.
Yeah, I'll give that a 3, mate.
Charles?
I'll give that a 3.5.
Christopher?
I'm going 4.
Oh, big shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give that a 3.
I'll go for the Mitchell Brothers versus Elves.
It's a...
God, we've still got so many beers left to go.
Can I have that one?
Right, we need to speed up. Right, dream jobs. What are yours, Stu? Go.
That was spicy.
Stuntman.
Are we still on that?
Who?
Stuntman.
It's a good shout. Just dream
job. Do you know what? Probably some sort of professional sealant guy.
A professional?
Yeah, I'll make anything waterproof.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, give me a sealant gun. I'll make sure you won't get no water inside.
I genuinely thought it's hurting.
You laugh, mate, but when the winter comes around.
See, when I wrote down my list, I was going to be like, I'm really serious.
Should we light a fire?
I wanted to be a bicycle mechanic at one point, but that ain't
going. Icicle mechanic?
Bicycle.
Bicycle, okay.
I used to be riding mountain more biking, sense. But I mean, I can't follow that.
Do you
really,
know what the thing is about bikes? Two components. Wheel, chain, cog.
Three components.
That's why.
This is fucking insane. We've been going about an hour and a half. We're out of our fucking minds, and this has gone out the fucking window.
It's really done.
Right. So.
Oh, that was really fucking hot.
12
what was
beers,
that?
Not 18, maybe.
No, fuck that, mate.
Just need to. We need to pick up a gear. Right. We all so. Need to work
so.
Hard.
Right now, listen.
Set something up with the correct puppets.
Let's bring it down, and let's get on the level. Lyrics.
Alright.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, my top 5 dream job.
Can I have that mixed up point over the
was,
back?
Yeah. I'd be Santa Claus.
Oh, shit.
That's nice.
Chris.
Peter.
Yeah, I'd be Santa. That'd Why? Be a wicked. Because that'd be nice.
No, like, do you know what you're bringing joy?
All the joy that you bring kids. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool job. But my number one job, dream job, is just a blow job.
Yeah. That is the best job ever.
It is the job. It's the. Every blowjob is like Christmas, isn't it?
Absolutely. You just suck in and suck in and suck
in. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's even better if someone is there.
It's brilliant if you get them, though.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I mean, come on.
What?
But how many do you give out to how many do you receive? I'm like on a 5-to-1 ratio.
I'm not sure. I'm not very good at fractions. And by the way, Marmite cashews are a fucking answer.
Well, something happened earlier, and I don't know what it was, but I hit a spice level a pint. What?
You need to leave this shit part alone, I think.
Why?
It's got what's brilliant, right?
Each time you sip it, you go up a notch.
You're
like
right.
A little sip, and then you're like...
What are you mad?
Is there a... What's a... What's a goblin? What is a goblin? People going about like goblins when they get crazy, don't they? Like, oh, what's a goblin? What's a goblin?
Gremlin.
Oh yeah, that's it. A gremlin. No, goblin. What's a goblin?
I don't know.
What's the difference between a goblin and a midget?
Why? You used to say that.
No, goblin. Know. No, goblins. Goblin. What's a goblin?
Green.
What's a what? You know, like, because I was on Netflix, I was flicking through, looking for something nice, right. Good to watch. Critters.
Yeah, I literally watched it less than 3 weeks ago.
But that's not a goblin, is it? What is a goblin? But it used to be a film called The Troll. Do you remember the film called The Troll?
Yeah, Troll was good. Troll was pretty solid.
That was a good film. A lot of fantasy plasticine.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day,
back in the day when they didn't have like decent special effects,
yeah, of course
and they were better. Like exactly. Critters was amazing.
Yeah, well, of course it was.
Genuinely watched that the other day.
It was my second ever 15. I went to in the cinema.
They've got guns, so who cares? And then the shotgun comes out, blows him away.
It was like Gremlins without the budget.
Right, come on.
And more violent. That's pretty.
Let's pull it back. Right. We need to just calm ourselves down. We got too excited.
Song lyrics.
Stu's got his best mate in, and he's there.
Right, well, what's happening here? Where's my lager for a sec?
What?
Where's my lager gone?
He's just pouring it, isn't he?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You keep getting the shit pint from over there, and every time you do it, you get a speech slur straight up to it.
You forget what you're about to say.
I was going to say impediment, but I thought in presence of this company.
Ever to Ronnie's, who makes love the best? I'm going for Colbert.
You reckon Colbert makes less love than Barker?
Well, Barker's going to go to work, obviously, but Colbert.
Do you reckon Barker barks like a big dog?
That is that one, yeah.
Colbert yelps like a little dog.
Barker's going to crush you. Colbert's going to love you.
We've had messages this week about people going, do you know what? It's really nice listening to you. It just feels like we're just sitting there with our mates having a laugh. I think this might be the threshold where that all changes.
When they go, I don't like your mates. Your mates are assholes, man. You're asshats.
Top 5 deaths that fucked you up.
Okay.
They can't be related to you.
Right, are we talking about...
Rick Mail. That fucked me up. Rick Mail. Corbett. I was a bit desperate. I was quite upset by
it. Really?
No, I'm just saying it because we mentioned it a minute ago.
All right, sure.
Okay.
George Michael.
It. That's the only two deaths.
Prince.
Michael. Colbert.
Bowie.
Bowie.
And they've all happened recently. Prince died on my birthday, and I was in Austria with work.
I'm sorry about that.
And I really took the edge off my birthday. No, but I woke up in the morning, and I think, yeah, fucking brilliant. I'm in Austria, and it's my birthday. I was away at work, but. I turned the news on because it was the only channel that worked in the fucking hotel room, and I just heard Purple Rain. And obviously, being a fucking prince nut, I was like, "Prince doing on the
shut off news. in the foyer."
Took my shirt off.
Purple Rain.
Snapped my glow sticks, and but this fucking prince had died, and I was like, "Whoa, what? Prince is like 40, and like obviously he wasn't, but
what was he? 54 or?
So I don't know. So it must have been mid-50s. But people like George Michael, Prince, and Bowie as well, they haven't got an age. They're them.
They feel
time. They're their own entity. None of you watched the George Michael thing last night, did you? We mentioned that. And it was, you know what, right? I think post-death, and like, it's easy to get caught up in it once you've watched something. But I watched it last night, and my wife loves George Michael, and I've never had an issue with George Michael, and when I used to watch him on like things like Extras and the stuff he'd done with Corden on Comic Relief, especially the video for Outside or whatever, where with all the motorcycle cops, and like, I love the fact that he's one of the biggest pop stars in the world, just fucking sent himself up, laughed at himself, and was totally fucking normal. And you watch that documentary, and you get an insight into the fact that, The bit that really struck me with it all was he speaks about post like being in Wham and then Wham finishing and then the hysteria of Faith and everything else and the pressure on him to just deliver this album and just push it and push it that led to the
this one is
bickering with Sony.
Yeah.
And then he says something and he goes, yeah, you know, 24. And you think, 24 years of age, you've already done Wham. You're the biggest pop star in the world.
It's insane. It's too much for a human being to...
And it is. It is. And it was like... It was fucking amazing. It was a really interesting documentary. But everything else aside, I'm not a massive George Michael fan at all.
Why?
But it started, the documentary, with... I think it's like a little reprise of probably my favourite George Michael song, which is Waiting for the Day.
Brilliant.
For Listen Without Prejudice. And it's such a fucking tune. And you hear his voice and you just think, everything else aside, his fucking voice is different fucking league.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Absolutely different league. And then you see him in the vocal booth recording, like, Praying for Time and stuff like that. And it's...
I'm sorry, mate.
What? What? I can't... What are you going on about? We're talking about five... fucking best fucking women bands where he was going up.
That was about an hour ago, you prick.
What's going on?
That was halfway through.
Oh, fuck.
I swear to God, I'm listening, mate, and then I'm looking at Justin and it's difficult to concentrate.
You went on for 15 minutes and then finished it by saying I didn't really like him that much. What the fuck?
I'm difficult to concentrate.
Oh, shit.
No, mate, honestly.
Oh, God's sake.
What's George. Brilliant is what you can't see is every fucking motion he's doing is driven by a removal of his Stetson.
You went on about him like you the, fucking loved him and then went, it never. Wasn't really my bag.
It's also the Stetson that he tried to fill up with beer no less than 20 minutes ago.
Oh, man. Percentage of actors are still alive in a police academy. 50?
People thought that the true story was going somewhere, that it was getting deep and meaningful, and then we just went,
shit.
Police Academy.
Who died? Tackleberry's dead. Hightower's dead.
Yeah. I thought he was the greatest guy in the world, by the way. Mate. He was when I was younger, he was the hardest man on the planet.
Hightower was.
Who's the one? Who's a blonde bird who jumped in a swimming pool?
Callahan.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going back at least 40 minutes now. But
if
that
you
one,
ever had to describe...
The best tits ever.
International 80s tits.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Callahan, Police Academy.
Yeah. And she whips out that Magnum.
I love the baby pulls for thought.
Shit, you know what?
Oh, man.
Oh, God's sake.
So,
As a podcast listener, as somebody that originally got into this by sponsoring
like
the Drunkcast, this is amazing to watch it unfold.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? If you're a fan of the Drunkcast, this is called Fathead.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it at first.
And it's called Stannery, and it's 7.4%.
So this is brewed by the people that did the white labels.
Oh, shit.
A beer of its own making. We use 10 different malts and Comet, Eldorado and... Oh, I don't even know what that word says. Hops to bring a massive...
It's not, doesn't... It just no way say Eldorado. Blair from Eldorado. There's no way it says that on there.
Episode 3.
Mate.
It says Eldorado, you prick.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's not even a real word.
Anyway, it's quite dark and it's a bit efty.
It's nice. So we had the hair trigger later.
Like shit tomorrow morning.
We had the hair trigger earlier, which we all found too thick.
Yeah.
That has got the kick, but not the heaviness.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to try and get the hair trigger with the same taste.
Who's he?
To the same Gary from Stannery.
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Right, quickly.
He's going to try and get that to a similar sort of heaviness.
Your favourite Gary's, quickly.
That's a good question, actually.
Go for it. Glitter's not allowed.
Gary Manilow.
Right, Chris is going for Gary Manilow.
Wilmot.
Oh, I wanted Wilmot.
Wilmot's the best one, isn't he? Wilmot's the best Gary. What was he on? Take a Chance? TV programme. What's it called? Take a Chance. The one where they all sat round in a panel and worked out whether he was crazy enough or not.
Punchlines.
No.
Hello. Right, where
risk a fart.
I reckon this is the most shambolic podcast we've ever done. What do you reckon?
I'm sorry.
Justin just threw the game show. Risk a
Game for laugh, that was it.
No, Gary Moore, what you prick?
Was it was?
That was Henry Kelly, Sarah Kennedy. Matthew Kelly, yeah, yeah. And Jeremy Beadle.
In Risk of Fart.
Risk of Fart.
That's what just
said. I thought it was called Game for Rubbish.
So you are, mate. Risk of
Fart. Oh. Oh, shit.
The premise is everyone goes out for a curry and then has a shitload of laxatives.
They have a webcam on their ass while they're asleep.
They have to go for a job interview.
Wilmot goes to the toilet. But when he...
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, that shit, man.
What are we doing? Fucking hell, I can't believe this is recorded.
This isn't even a podcast.
If you're still listening.
Right, so this is a BlackBerry.
But if you want to see
Risk... Let's bring some normality back into it.
If you want to see Risk of Fart, then take it. We've got 14 minutes before we have to start a new track.
Hang on. Who wins that in a minute?
Oh, my God. Risk
of Fart. Who wins out of a fight? The two Mitchell brothers, though.
I reckon. Oh,
this has gone too short. Get the water out.
Which Mitchell wins? Because you know what I think. Grant's got the power.
Yeah.
But Phil's got the inner rage.
Grant had nearly beat him. He'll beat his life out of him.
He'll cry rage.
Yeah, but Phil would have poisoned him at some point earlier in the day. I reckon.
You know your podcast is in bubble when you're going. Yeah, Phil's got cry rage.
That's so true, don't it?
Fucking hell. Oh, right.
Risk of Fart, man. It's the best game show I've ever heard of.
The 76 got to win it, this.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Was Lassie a girl?
Lassie was the name of Kim Cattrall in Porky's.
No, who's Lassie?
What
the dog
mean,
out
the
of...
Dog?
Yeah, dog
what,
out
you'd
of...
you'd have Lassie as Risk of Fart. You'd break no. up laxatives in his dog food.
Which dog had the biggest lipstick on TV? I'm going for...
He's just going for an assumption.
Lassie, but I don't know if that's a lady or a man. Mm-hmm. Or... what's the one of Blue Peter? Goldie or Wellard. Who had the biggest...
Wellard and Peace.
You reckon?
Definitely.
No. He only looked like he had a big one because it was constantly erect. What was that one? No, I'm going. Do you know the one who was hung like a god bouncer from
my
Neighbours?
When you see that, pop out, you knew you was in for a treat. Oi, when that shined so bright, it was a. It shined so bright.
He really had a golden cock.
He did. Do you bounce up Wellard, Goldie,
Canine,
Beethoven.
There was another one. There was another good one. Oh. Golden the Gopher. No one really knew what sex he was.
No, I think he was a gopher.
Didn't he?
I think he was a dog. I think he was a gopher. Just he comes really falls into it. Woof. Anyone remember Woof?
Fuck, mate. What am I drinking?
I don't know.
Right, really okay, so we're going back to the beer brewery, Gaff.
Yeah.
Right, so okay, Gary
am
from...
Am this?
Right, yeah, yeah, right, fucking right. Yeah.
Sorry, back to beers.
A Gal 59. It's a Caribbean cocktail. It's
Caribbean Bar.
It's an IPA that's got loads of different hops in it, so it tastes a bit fruity.
That's from Dorset.
They're all right. We've got a porter from them coming later.
How is it from the Caribbean, then?
It's just, they reckon it tastes like a Caribbean punch. I'm not so sure. They said I was going to get fruity, tropical flavours.
It's their opinion, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I didn't get that, but it's not a bad
it's
IPA.
It's lovely, but it's not as Caribbean as the pineapple one from earlier.
Yeah, they've definitely oversold it. Or the mango one.
A smooth and silky mouthfeel with tropical fruit.
Smoothie, silky mouthfeel.
I hate the word mouthfeel.
That's not a word, is it?
A lot of craft beer companies use it to describe the way it feels in the mouth. And it's one of these poncy words that I like trying to get away from because mouthfeel.
Let's get these
it's got good mouthfeel. does not, especially in the context of this podcast, does not sound like no something you want to start talking about.
Go, let's have a bang on that then. Come on, let's give it a blast. Where is it?
What?
Let's have a sip of that. Where's the beer?
I can't even adjust.
Just go down there.
Just go down West Crotch.
So we've had the Fathead. Did we do Fathead?
Yeah.
Did we rate it?
Oh.
What do you think it would be?
You'll have to write that down there. That was the thick one.
Right. Okay.
I'm going about 3.5 on that.
Okay.
Say about. I mean exactly 3.5.
Right. Just. I thought you gave it 3. I'll give it 3. Christopher.
I ain't tasted the motherfucker.
That was that thick one.
You did. During Al Kelly's ever drunk a lager? Or do you think he's like strictly brandy?
Tizer.
Yeah, Kvosiye. Yeah.
He is 100%. He's 100%.
He don't even drink it. He just pours it on the floor.
He doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
Right, and so the one we're drinking now is the
Caribbean Punch.
Yeah, I've got that. As well. Yeah.
Caribbean
right,
Beach.
Let's have a sip of that.
Caribbean
then.
Queen. Chris, have a sip of that.
Same dream.
Hang on a second.
A little shippy shit.
I'm gonna give that. I'm gonna give that 4.
It's in terms of millimeters.
Mm.
What?
What are you thinking?
I could drink a few pints of that. It's
nice,
quite,
isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Chaz.
I'd give that a 3.5 as well. I think.
Christopher.
Is that a 1? No. Okay. It's a thinking noise, not a number noise.
Have we got anything else? We got anything else that's going to fuck us up? Can I have that?
Mate, we've got two bottles literally right in front of you. We've got.
That's nice.
7% are coming.
It's a 3.5.
Mix them together. They're the same ones.
No.
Right.
They're close.
Okay. Right. So top 5.
We've got 8 minutes on this.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you happen when the 8 minutes goes? What happens?
We literally have to take an item of clothing off, but it has to be a substantial one.
Are we going for part 3 or is this just part 2 on this?
Well, we can do part 3. I'm up for that.
I feel like we've got more shit
to
say.
I'm pretty certain none of the listeners are up for a part 3.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah.
I feel like 76 is going to have a long time editing this down to a 2-hour piece.
He's not editing nothing. No one's editing.
Do you know what? It's fine.
Sorry, what did we say on top 5 minutes? We literally got through nothing.
Right.
No, we haven't answered any top 5 so far.
When I got in, I was like, oh my God, I really need to get these.
We went for top 5 dog's lipsticks.
We're going to finish this on something quite sweet, hopefully. Chris, a lyric that blows your mind.
I might have been born yesterday, sir, but I stayed up all night. It's LP, which is a rap lyric, and it's one of the fastest ones I've got, because I accidentally
just
went
Google
into
that.
Verses. Because I couldn't fucking keep it down to one lyric. How about you?
Charles, what are you going for?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone for a paragraph, so I'll do that one.
Go on,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, cool.
Right, good, right, good.
So mine was, to begin with, I started thinking about this and thought I'm going to do like some well-known, fuck it. I've gone for Crass, big A, little A, bouncing B. And it's, be exactly who you want to be, do exactly what you want to do. I'm he and she is she, but you're the only you. No one else has got your eyes, can see the things you see. It's up to you to change your life, and my life's up to me. The problems that you suffer from are problems that you make. The shit we have to climb through is a shit we choose to take. If you don't like the life we live, change it now, it's yours. Nothing has effects if you don't recognise the cause. If the program's not the one you want, get up, turn off the set. It's only you that can decide the life you're going to get. If you don't like religion, you can be the Antichrist. If you're tired of politics, you can be an anarchist. That is from the Anvils of Punk.
That's
so good. That is like the song that I keep going back to time and time again. There's one other that I put above it, but like that one every fucking time.
When did you first hear it then, mate?
When I was about 16. It's one of the old like proper Crass punk
Crass
songs.
Banger.
Yeah. I mean that like it's doing what I'm doing at the moment, like literally having to.
You married?
No. I won't be able to do what I want to do then. But
have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's all right, yeah. But he's in one comment, he's fucking blown that out of the water, isn't he?
No, I'm just wondering how it was going.
Yeah, no, it's fine. She's still letting me do what I want to do, just about. Yeah.
Mate, just jump ship and just set up a fucking business doing something that you fucking
Fuck about. It's been a lot of times that it's been fucking difficult this year, and there's been a lot of times where I've been on the M25 coming back at 10 o'clock in the evening. And that one's been on, like, and I will repeat it over and over again.
He,
and like,
hilarity aside, all four of us sitting here all work for ourselves and we all do shit that we've always wanted to do. And importantly, I had a fucking shit job on a building site. And if you hadn't said to me, I would pay for you to do what you want to do and I'll back it, and you fucking gave me the money to do that, and you backed me from day one, you and your missus. And
that's like, very true.
And yeah, and if it wasn't for you, then I'd probably be doing a really fucking miserable job. And not.
Well, it's the same, mate. So I mean,
I'll never ever forget.
A lot of the inquiries I get through at the moment is because of the marketing and shit that's gone on. And a lot of that has to do with the provenance that being connected to you guys give me. So it's exactly the same. If you hadn't taken a punt on me and got the beer monster installed in the corner, I'd be doing all right, but I wouldn't be getting the inquiries that I'm getting through at the moment.
Man,
so
that's so dope, man. Yeah. We, you know.
No, I mean, legit, like, this shit here, getting pissed and talking bollocks is.
Shall we
done
get
a lot
more pissed, though?
That's why when we talked about dream jobs, that was a first. Even before blowjobs, would be this doing this podcast. Yeah, with you, Stu, man, I have a fucking amazing time with it. Lyrics, why not? I couldn't get out of just one or two lines. So
no,
I had one which was like.
It doesn't sum it up, does it?
Which was, I was working in a steakhouse at the time after uni.
I was working in a
cocktail bar.
can I drink that over there now? Is that alright?
Yeah, drink a slot.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Do you really want to drink that?
Oh, it is what it is, isn't it? It is, you know. I feel
like we're going to sip it at the end and be like,
it's not
fucking hell, that is
we
amazing.
We've got part three going on. We're finishing here because.
Oh, man. No,
there's
no,
a part
no,
three.
No,
yeah,
mate,
we've
got part
three.
About that.
We've got 4
we've
minutes.
We've
got part three going. Oh, yeah. For sure, man. For sure.
Because we've got to do some fucked up bad shit after this because I'm feeling good now. I'm right in the game. Do you know what I'm saying, brother? We can all
right,
be in the zone.
Just.
Yeah?
Give us some lyrics that blow your fucking mind.
Oh, I've got a couple, actually.
Go on, then.
Have you ever had a band called the Jayhawks? No, actually, no, I'm joking. Actually, my favourite band. But I would go, if I was going bands, I'm going to go Cliche, right? I'm going to go to Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a tattoo done next week, actually. I mean, that's not true, but it's for the sake of the podcast.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lie away.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going for the Beatles. In the end, I'm going for, and in the end, you know, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
So
nice.
It's cliche, but it's
so good.
It's so good, man. That's what I'm going for. And do you know what? It's so true. You get back. You get back what you put in, and that's it. Bottom line. It's true, isn't it? And that's with friendships, family, being a dad, a business. Doesn't matter what you do. You got to fucking put it in and get it back. And don't moan about it if it works out shit, because you ain't put enough in. Simple as that.
And if you did and it didn't work out, at least you could say you tried your hardest.
Similar as that.
Where? Failure's not an option.
You've got that one, mate. That's yours.
Is that right? Can I have that?
Yeah, man.
No, I feel like that was out of a sci-fi film.
Just,
no,
it was great.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm going to move away from the Beatles because I was going to go with Golden Slumber.
Yeah, which is unreal, by the way.
And I'm going to do two. I'm going to do a really quick one.
Far Away.
Which is...
I'm on your podcast. I thought I was giving you... Sorry.
Which is By Madness.
Yeah, crack on, mate. Yeah, yeah.
Which is by Madness. And me and Cunt never wanted to do proper jobs and we never wanted to be anything other than dickheads when we were growing up. And we were Madness obsessives.
You've got 2 minutes.
I remember way back then when everything was true and we would have such a very good time, such a fine time, such a happy time. And I remember how we played Simply Wish to Die Away, and then we'd say Nothing Would Come Between Us, Two Dreamers. And I love that.
It's beautiful.
But I'm gonna get in a quick one. I'm going to finish on Billy Bragg's Ode to His Dad.
Actually, take your time, mate, because we can always start a new track, so don't rush it.
Right, so this is called Take Park Salute.
You want me to play
acoustic? Right? And it's about Billy Bragg, and I believe, and I'm pretty sure it's about his dad. Kiss me goodnight and say my prayers, but... The point of this is, I was petrified of the dark when I was a kid, and my dad would sit at the end of my bed until I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And
would he do? Suck your toes?
Fuck's sake.
Kiss me goodnight and say my prayers. Leave the light on at the top of the stairs. Tell me the names of the stars up in the sky. A tree taps on a window pane. That feeling smothers me again. Dad, is it true that we will have to die? At the top of the stairs is darkness. I closed my eyes and when I looked, your name was in the memorial book and what had become of all the things we'd planned. I accepted the commiserations of all your friends and your relations, but there's some things I just don't understand. You were so tall, how could you fall? some photographs of a summer's day, a little boy's lifetime away, is all I've left of everything we've done. Like a pale moon in a sunny sky, death gazes down as I pass by to remind me that I'm but my father's son. I offer up to you this tribute. I offer up to you this Tank Park salute. Boom!
Nice.
It's a beaut.
Right, I need
it's a beaut.
Yeah, that was emotional.
Let's have a wait, and then I'll do mine, and then we'll
all right.
Do something else.
All right.
That's very nice, Stu, man. Very cool.
Again, just really sorry. I've got nothing else to say. I've got anxiety. I feel like I've let... For the first time in my life, I almost feel like, apart from letting yourself down, I've let Chris down.
You did.
It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.